teach your children well.
It's time for the Catechetical Corner. Every day, Monsignor Stuart Sweatland walks us through the timeless teachings of our Catholic faith, compiled in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. He'll help you to get to know your faith on a deeper level, carrying out the mission Our Lady entrusted to Adele Bryce in 1859, to teach the faith.
Unity is expressed in preaching the gospel, professing the creed, celebrating the liturgy, and participating in the sacraments.
Here's Monsignor Stuart Sweatland.
And know they love you.
Today's Catechetical Corner is taken from the fourth part of the Catechism on Christian prayer. In particular today, the Our Father. And many ask, why do we say before we pray the Our Father in the Latin Rite, we dare to say? In the Eastern Rite, something similar is said, something like, we dare in all confidence, or make us worthy of. Why are we concerned to say this is a daring thing to do, to call God our Father? Well, the Catechism addresses that in paragraph 2777, and it goes right back to what we know from sacred scripture, for example, from the encounter that Moses had with God in the burning bush. And it says, from the burning bush, Moses heard a voice saying to him, do not come near, put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. That's Exodus 3:5. There is an awesomeness in God, and God transcends us. He is greater than any concept we have of him. He is greater than we can imagine, than we can think. And the Catechism reminds us that only Jesus could cross that threshold of the divine holiness. For when he had made purification for sins, he brought us into the Father's presence. Here am I, and the children God has given me. And that makes reference to the letter to the Hebrews. Jesus has made it possible for us to call God our Father. It would be an arrogant boast for us to do so if we had not, in fact, been made God's children by the grace of God. For Jesus, the only Son of the Father, has extended to us the invitation of being adopted children, sons and daughters in the Son. And because of what he has done for us, it is possible now for us truly to say that God is our Father. And a corollary to that is that means we are brothers and sisters. In fact, not just in metaphor, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. Any baptized person is a brother and a sister, and any unbaptized person is a potential brother and sister that we should work to bring to the saving waters of baptism. And so we dare to say when we pray, Our Father.